everyone, and welcome to our special council meeting for today, Tuesday the 12th of May. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 6:31 and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on this evening, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome. Okay, item 3, recording of attendance. 3.1, attendance as listed with the addition of Councillor Melville and Councillor Butson. Item 4, public time. Important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. There have been no requests, and no requests or permissions have been granted for this meeting. Item 4, public question time. It is now 6:33. I declare public question time open. Can I please have a show of hands who has questions relating to tonight's agenda, please? Okay, so please come up to the podium. Please state your name and your address. Address for correspondence, nice and clear.
Kimola Blanco, Harwell Way, Edgefield. At last night's community consultation on the direct strategy, a few people that attended are clearly against certain aspects. The Ratepayers Association is definitely against this strategy. Is there an opportunity to adjust tonight's recommendation?
Mr. Blanco, thank you very much for your question. Tonight, and as you'll see, we'll open the process for public consultation and public comment to come in. So public comment now, if it does go according to what the resolution is in the agenda, will be open through until the 5th of June. So that is above the 21 days that are required statutory, but also importantly gives our community plenty of time to make comprehensive comment.
In attachment 2 in tonight's council report, it shows the proposed public notice. Is that the one that's going out to the public after council adopts the rating strategy here as well?
CEO?
Trying to find attachment 2. That would be correct.
Yep. So when was the decision made to adopt the current strategy?
CEO? Through you, Madam Mayor, in terms of adopting the current strategy, I guess the strategy is a moving document. Given the changes that we've seen in the economic climate, staff have been working for some time on reducing the impact on ratepayers on the strategy that was adopted in 2014. Which actually indicated a rate yield increase of 5% year on year. We did some modelling on 4%, we did some modelling on 3%, and more recently the staff have done this recent model which has been discussed informally with elected members.
Okay, so this recent one, when was it agreed to adopt it?
It hasn't been formally adopted.
It hasn't been?
I don't believe it's been discussed.
So this is what we go through tonight, this is the process tonight.
Okay, so if it hasn't been adopted, why hasn't it been advertised already?
Hasn't been advertised. That will start after tonight.
Do you want me to show you the advertisement in the West of the, in the, well, there's the,
sure, it's not
there's
our
the advertisement there.
Rates and charges.
Telegraph. Northwest Telegraph. It's been advertised already.
Maybe just bring it over and we'll have a look.
No problem.
That's it tomorrow, isn't it?
Well, it's already advertised.
The joint version, isn't it?
Are we advertising this week's paper?
So we have scheduled advertisements to meet the obviously the advertising requirements, so to meet the deadlines for budget process and ministerial approval. So advertisements have been scheduled for the West Australian newspaper and the Northwest Telegraph. pending tonight's resolution, of course.
It's already been advertised.
It hasn't been handy. So there are issues that, additions that come out tomorrow.
I've got the advertisement right here. It's been
they come out. They come out in publications which are dated tomorrow. Have you got any further questions?
I do have further questions, yes. So who authorised the rating strategy when... Who authorised the rating strategy and when was the ad listed in the newspaper?
CEO?
Through Madam Mayor, the rating strategy has been worked up with elected members informally, and this is the first time it's been formally presented for consideration. So in order to meet the timelines required to be able to adopt our budget in our scheduled time, which is towards the end of July, staff have preempted and applied submitted advertisements for both North West Telegraph and the West Australian.
Council hasn't approved it. In the document, it states the proposed rates model. We've already advertised it.
Additions that are dated for tomorrow. If there are changes to tonight's proposed rates, then there'll be an amendment and a clarification and a correction placed in each of those papers. Ads are incorrectly placed many times, unfortunately, and they'll be corrected. And the public comment period would go for a longer period than the 5th of June if there was changes.
Clearly against the Local Government Act. It's a breach of the Local Government Act.
Well, I don't believe that's the case, Mr. Blanco.
So we can advertise stuff without authorisation of the council?
No, it's always important to clarify. So if there are changes and there are clarifications that need to be made, that will be publicly made.
What is the point of holding a special council meeting if the decision has already been made?
See, that's where it hasn't been made. So this just opens it up.
Advertised.
No, so, and even the advertising is just the advertising period. It advertises it for public comment. Once public comment is received after the 5th of June, then it comes back to council for formal consideration and then adoption. So this just puts into play opening it up for comment. Until we can put something on the table for people to comment on, we can't take comment.
What was the point of public consultation last night then?
To inform our residents and ratepayers of the strategy, the formulation of the strategy and the proposal going forward.
Well, clearly there was heaps of people against the rating strategy.
So we haven't voted
on it yet.
So I have heard that there were approximately 10 people in attendance last night, which is fantastic. I have received mixed reviews from the people that were in attendance out of those 10. And certainly as we go forward, not does it just rely on these advertisements which are in the newspapers and will be broadcast widely through our network, but also we'll be having one-on-one and group sessions with various categories within our rating strategy as well, making sure that we're comprehensively getting that feedback from all the various rate categories that are affected and listed.
Okay, so we haven't adopted the rating strategy, but we've advertised it. So I'm requesting that a change be made in our rating strategy, and we receive the same treatment as the shopping centre sector. That is, a 20% reduction in the 14-15 rate charges.
Which rating category are you referring to? So every single category. So
residential, industry, and commercial.
Yeah, and that's
just try those three for the moment.
That's a fantastic suggestion. So what I suggest going forward is to write that in. So I'm asking you now
because we haven't adopted the rating strategy.
So councillors will take that into consideration and please stay and listen to the debate and discussion. But also importantly, please make sure you have your say. Please make sure that you formally write in. Please make sure you do formally write in before the 5th of June and make sure that your voice is heard. Are there any further questions? Okay, I'll declare public question time closed at 6:40. 4.2, public statement time. Are there any public statements? I'll declare public statement time open at 6:41. Please, when you come to the podium, please state your name and your correspondence address nice and clear. Please,
my name is George Anagnostopoulos.
Please, if I can just finish as the presiding member, any public statements like the public questions need to relate to the agenda tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is George Anagnostopoulos from Millsbury, 5 Frisbee Court.
Thank you.
I just want to comment on the rights of the shopper centre. The shopper centre, all the shops are suffering. Most of them are nearly on bankruptcy. Thank you very much. I think it's a very good strategy. I'm a bit disappointed that it didn't go a little bit further. We do have 3 major buildings in Port Helen, 1 in Byer Street, which belongs to me. And I have exactly the same scenario there. 20 different operators, which aren't doing well, and they're ducking for cover. Please consider that, to have a look at it, because I'm exactly the same as the pub, as the shopper centres. And I think you did a great job on the shopper centre, because the shops do need help, or they're going to go under. And I mean that. Thank you.
Thank you for your statement. And again, I really reiterate, please do write in formally as well, please. Please state your name and correspondence address nice and clear.
Kilo Blanco, Powell Way, Ridgefield. Just to add to George's comment, the shopping centres are receiving a 20% discount on their rating strategy for 14-15, but I'm not aware that the tenants in the shopping centre are receiving a 20% reduction in their...
This is a council meeting. It's a formal meeting of council. You need to direct your public statement to me, and then you need to sit down.
So, who are your councillors working for? The South Edland Shopping Centre or Charter Hall has put a objection to the rates and received a 20% reduction. Staff have stated in documents obtained by myself, the reduction in rates from the shopping centre is redistributed across all residential, commercial and industry properties, thereby sharing the rate burden equally. So that's a pretty complicated strategy. Reduce the rates for big business and with no guarantee that the saving will be passed on to local operators, and then add that reduction to the rates of the people you're representing. You're saying rates will not increase for residential, but your documents state 92% of the 6,336 properties will receive a rate increase of between 2.5 and 5%, with the average rate increase of 3.59. The business sector is struggling to keep its doors open. There are meetings every day about necessary cost reductions that will allow the doors to stay open. Staff and wage reductions, rental assistance gone, shift changes that increase work time, all critical to the survivability of the business sector. Yet, this council clearly has no clue, because your rating strategy states that 353 properties which will receive a rate increase of between 7.5 and 10% are all industrial properties, as these properties received a lower rate in the dollar in 14-15. Well, I'm in that category, and we may have received a lower rate in the dollar, but we didn't receive a reduction in our rates. We had an increase. So you need to look at the people that are creating these documents. They had everything paid for: their house, their car, their power, their water. There's no real reflection on how Headland people are feeling compared to the people that are creating these documents. So the fact that you've advertised the rating strategy before the document has been officially voted on and adopted clearly makes a mockery of this whole system and shows that you really do not care about the Headland people struggling, surviving in the months ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Blanco. So I'll just correct you on a couple of notes with your statements so that they're not misconstrued. Certainly our staff, not all our staff, receive free housing or water or power. Our staff come from an array of different accommodation and housing setups. No, sit down.
It's okay. You're commenting on my statement.
You've had your statement. No, you won't be. I'm the presiding member.
Oh. You're not supposed to comment on public statements.
But you've actually told mistruths. So you've told misleading.
I have people creating this document, which is the directors and managers.
No, and other staff. There's actually other staff involved in pulling all this together. It's not just pulled together by directors and coordinators. Other staff also input into this process. It's very important that the correct information is conveyed to the community. In regards to the rating for the shopping centre, that change there, that adjustment, is not put over every single rating category we have in the town. That is actually put over, and it was on part of the handout and PowerPoint material from last night, it is equalised over the commercial category. And that's equalised over the next 4 years, so by 18-19. So it's not equalised over residential or industrial or the others. It relates particularly to that category. So I'm correcting your incorrect information.
Would you like a copy of your own document?
I have it here. So please sit down and thank you for your statement. Are there any further statements?
Would you like me to explain how the rates work with the shopping centre?
No. This is part of the consultation and the process going forward. But thank you very much for your offer. I'm going to declare public statement time closed at 6:48. Thank you very much, everyone, for your statements. And again, I'll reiterate, please follow them up with formal comment in the comment period as well, regardless of what happens tonight. Very important you follow it up with written formal comment. Okay. Item 5, questions from members without notice relating to this agenda. Councillor Jacob.
None, Madam Mayor.
Councillor De Cash.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham.
Oh, yeah, thanks, yes. Madam Chair. I was here last night at the public meeting.
Terrific.
And it was great. There was a question that came from the floor, mm-hmm. and a few members from the public did ask for more clarification with the rating strategy and the modelling, and I didn't quite catch what our director, our manager Peter Cochin, was actually explaining, and our director Sid Jane. I was just wondering, and they mentioned something that, oh, we can get that information out to people. I'm just wondering whether they remember what that was about and could maybe just explain that part of the modelling, because I didn't quite get it, and lots of people wanted to have more information.
Terrific. So, if it's okay, CEO, can I direct that directly to our Manager of Finance?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Through the Chair, in terms of that discussion, we did indicate that through the specific stakeholder consultation, we will provide ratepayers with information on their valuation reduction from last year, as well as their proposed 15-16 rates under the advertised rates model. So, of the evaluation change, as well as the change in their rates bill. So part of the resolution on the recommendation is to consult with those ratepayer groups with less than 30 properties in the general rate categories, and let's see the exact information we'll be providing those groups.
Oh, okay, I thought it was something else, but thank you.
Does that clarify things? Certainly, all this material.
I was a little bit confused on it all, and so I just wasn't quite sure. I mean, I know that I think there may be some people in the audience tonight here that may have asked those questions, and maybe they had something else about it, but they haven't asked tonight already. So
all this material and everything associated with this decision tonight and the public advertising will be freely available. You can pick it up in hard copy from the Civic Centre, from our libraries, as well as electronically from our website. People having trouble accessing or anything, please call our friendly team. Call my office if you want to talk to someone directly. I'm happy to link you up. My office number is 9158 9306. Very happy to connect you to the Manager of Finance, the Director of Corporate Services. If you want to talk to me, you can talk to me, or the CEO. But very happy, if We've got nothing to hide. We want everyone being involved and we want everyone having their say on this. That's why we've extended the public comment period. We're getting it out there.
Thank you.
Does that help, Councillor?
Yes, thank you.
Great. Councillor Hooper?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Great. Councillor Hunter? Councillor Butson?
My first question is, how many ratepayers are to receive an increase in their rates?
So, the CEO, can I direct that?
Yes, you may, Madam Mayor. Yes.
Through the chair, we don't have exact numbers on hand in terms of how many ratepayers will receive an increase. Under the proposed model for ratepayers, it is proposed that the rate will increase by 3%, with the exception of the residential mass accommodation. Residential wine exploration and shopping centre rate categories. To the extent that the rate bill will go up and down, depend very much on how individual property valuations have moved relative to the average change in valuation. So if you look at residential, for example, with a 39% average reduction in valuation and a nil increase being proposed in the rate bill, I guess as a general rule, any property valuation that has reduced by less than the average of 39% will receive a rate increase. Any properties whose valuation reduced by more than 39%, i.e. the other side of the average will reduce, will receive a reduction in the rates bill. So overall, no increase proposed in residential rates, but that's not to say that individual rate payers won't be subject to a rate increase if their valuation has fallen by less than the average of 39%. So there's two variables. One's the valuation, and the other one is the rate of dollar that determines the rates payable. So it very much depends on the valuation component and how that has shifted relative to the average. If we were to assume that all properties had a uniform valuation on the average of $44,000, the answer would be very simple. No properties would actually receive an increase if the projected increase in the units is 0%. But the relativity in the valuations will determine, I guess, either the rate bill.
Okay, so I would like to know, is that what's the percentage of how many ratepayers in residential, is their rate that's going to go up, what's the percentage?
So we do have that information available and we can release that as part of the public consultation process. Based on the modelling that we've completed, approximately 50% of properties in the residential rate category will receive a reduction in rates based on the proposed rate of the dollar, which is being considered tonight, and 50% of properties or thereabouts will receive a small increase. So again, that indicates that approximately half the properties, their valuations have fallen by more than the average, and approximately half the valuations have fallen by less than the average. So really it's which side of the average you sit on which will determine whether or not you'll receive an increase or a decrease.
Okay. Second question was the actual valuations for GOVs done on the 1st of August as indicated in the presentation?
That's correct.
That's
so
correct.
The data valuation is 1 August 2014, okay. And as indicated in the presentation, the value generally applies that date across the state to ensure there's consistency and uniformity in terms of how valuations are assessed.
Just to clarify, the physical valuations or inspections probably didn't occur on that date, but that's when we received the revised valuations as of that date.
Yeah, so it reflects the market conditions as of the 1st of August with the valuations that come into force 1 July 2015. So they are an indication of the economic conditions at that point in time, and even though economic conditions may have further deteriorated, unfortunately the valuations aren't reassessed and they will remain static valuation date of 1 August 2017.
My other question is, last night in your presentation with Cattermole Court, when is the construction for those houses out there meant to be completed, and how many units of the Town of Port Hedland staff and the total cost?
So, Councillor, you need to direct your questions to
me. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thank you for your question, CEO.
So, through you, Madam Mayor, there are 8 units in the Cattermole Court development. There are a number of other houses being developed around Cattermole Court, but they are privately sold as house and land packages. So the Town of Port Hedland will inherit 8 units. six two-bedroom units and two three-bedroom units. Construction should be completed approximately September, October this year.
And the total cost to the council?
In terms of the total cost, CEO?
Well, I'd have to defer that and take it on notice.
Through the chair, I don't have an exact figure, but...
take it on notice. Take it on notice.
Okay, yep, thank you. And the other question I was going to actually ask was the preempt of the decision of council made tonight, because it was actually put electronically on the internet today at about 3 o'clock.
So there's
it was
no,
advertised.
There's no preempting, and if things change, which things always do change, we'll just do a correction and do a re-advertisement. There's no problem there. And we'll extend the public comment period.
No further questions.
Thank you. Councillor Melville?
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Terrific. Okay, thank you, councillors. Item 6, declaration by all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Could I please have a show of hands if you have? Great. At the record 8-0. Thank you. Just a disclaimer now, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items from this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, item 7, reports of officers 7.1.1, financial management 2015-16 budget, differential general rates and general minimum payments. CEO?
Madam Mayor, if I can, just before the items considered by council, I thought it would be useful just to explain some recent conversations have been held with the Department of Local Government Communities and also with the Minister. We had a telephone conversation or a telephone call from an officer from the Department late last week expressing some concerns about the Department's and State's philosophy around rating and looking at where valuations have dropped and where local governments are either holding or increasing the rate in the dollar. And the officer in the specific officer, I guess, put us on notice that the differential rates may be under some severe scrutiny by the department. And I think we've understood that for the last 2 to 3 years now, where we've had a growing level of scrutiny on differential rates. We followed up last evening. We happened to be in an informal meeting with the Minister for Local Government and Communities last night, the Honourable Tony Simpson. We raised the issues with the Minister last evening, and he took into account Port Hedland's changes that we've made, the rating strategy that's been presented, and we provided that to the Minister's office last evening as well as to the Department of Local Government and Communities. And the Minister indicated that he would take on board our comments, but also take on board the fact that providing advice in May is a bit late notice when local governments are trying to structure their forthcoming budget. And he was meeting with the departmental officers this morning. Then I caught up with one of their senior officers at lunchtime today and had a face-to-face discussion with him about the telephone conversation last week, the meeting with the Minister last night and their in-house meeting this morning. The advice I got was that the department certainly is not intending to rubber stamp differential rates, and we don't expect them to do that. But I did query when all local governments are now doing the integrated planning and reporting framework, all the strategies that are presented are, if you like, put to public comment and essentially negotiated with the community. And I took it and I put the position to the department that essentially that's a contract between the local government and the community for the next period of time, and that I wasn't sure why the department was now looking to potentially change philosophy. The result was that the department's certainly taken on board the work that the town of Port Hedland has done, and I think they've been quite complimentary of the changes we've managed to make to date. I did indicate again that our greatest risk into the future is with our transient workforce accommodation category, which we receive approximately 14%, I think, of our rate income, about $4 million from 6 properties. And I think that's still, and we've had that discussion informally with elected members, that's still one of our greatest risks. The message, the take-home message from the department was to make sure we're following the policy that the department has produced, which is on rating for local governments, and to ensure that our consultation processes are very, very thorough, especially for those minority rate groups. and also for council to ensure that they actually consider the submissions received, not to just to accept them and not note them or not react to them. So that was the feedback, Madam Mayor, from those meetings.
Thank you for the feedback. Okay, councillors, we have a recommendation listed there on page 8, which goes through until page 10. It does require simple majority votes. So do I have any points of clarification?
Points.
Just thanks, Madam Chair. Just with the on page 10 with the rate category, mm-hmm. how do we know how this compares with our other friendly councils in the Pilbara to what is being presented here with the residential and mining, etc., etc.?
So I've spoken with Mayor Long from the City of Karratha, and it's exactly the same as what they're proposing there. So that was pleasing to see that. The other Shire of East Pilbara and Shire of Ashburton are still working through their model and what they'll be putting out. But that will all be out very soon, within the next week or two, to try and get within that timeline of July, like we are with our budget. So I'm happy to...
So in terms of benchmarking, Madam Mayor, we have that chart
from last year, but you're asking this year, aren't you?
Yeah.
So for this, you're asking this year.
Yeah. So some of the local governments have not even advertised their proposed rate in the dollar at the stage.
But when they do, I'll give you that information. Yeah. So we're a little bit ahead of the game, but certainly we're on track with what the City of Karratha are proposing.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor. So moved.
I have a mover in Councillor Jacob, a seconder in Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. So that will commence public advertising. There will be forums, particularly with those other rate categories that have been identified by staff. But please do use this opportunity to the 5th of June to provide your comment and feedback. That would be really appreciated. You can also call the office here with your property details if you are the owner of the property, and we can provide you with the GRV that you had and the GRV that you will get. So we are happy to provide that information. So please do call our team. My office number is 9158 9306. My EA is very friendly and very happy to be able to connect you to the right person to get you the information you need. So please do give us a call. Okay. So item 8, confidential items, there are nil. Item 9, date of next meeting. So the next ordinary meeting of council is Wednesday the 27th of May, commencing at 5:30. We have a public agenda briefing, which you can also attend and ask questions at that agenda briefing. That is Wednesday the 20th of May at 5:30 p.m. I will let everyone know that there is a special council meeting tomorrow night at 5:30 to consider the location of the waterfront marina precinct. So please do attend that meeting. That is 5:30 here tomorrow night. So please do come and have your say if you wish, or listen to the debate and discussion. And on Thursday, this Thursday, we have a community conversations with the police. So if you want to talk to the police firsthand and hear what's happening in regards to antisocial crime and other matters relating to police and law and order, Dalesford Park, this Thursday from 5:30 p.m. Open to the public, everyone and anyone is most welcome to attend. So if there's no further business, I declare this meeting closed at 7:04. Thank you very much, councillors, CEO, staff, directors, and all the team that's helped put this information together. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam.